Hi everyone, my name's Liam, and I'm a driver for Rapid Thrills, an adventure tourism operator. I'm here to tell you a bit about what it's like to experience an adrenaline-fueled jet boating ride with us. People often ask me where we operate. Some people think our trips take place on a large lake, which is common for water sports, but actually, the entire route is navigated along a fast-flowing river. It provides the ultimate, unpredictable playground for our high-speed boats.
Before we even let anyone step aboard, we have a strict procedure to follow. Safety is, of course, our absolute top priority. I know many of you might expect to be handed a heavy helmet right away, especially given the extreme nature of the ride. Instead, a life jacket is the very first mandatory piece of equipment everyone must put on. We ensure they are securely fastened before moving forward.
Once everyone is geared up, you get a good look at our vessels. If you wander around the back, you might look for a traditional propeller in the water. However, these machines are uniquely propelled by a powerful water jet. This brilliant piece of engineering sucks water in and blasts it out, allowing us to skim over incredibly shallow depths, sometimes just 10 centimeters of water.
As we leave the dock and pull out into the main current, new passengers usually anticipate a gentle cruise to get used to the motion. But in reality, the acceleration is virtually immediate, pushing you right back into your seat as we reach speeds of up to 80 kilometers per hour in mere seconds. It's quite a shock to the system.
The absolute highlight for most people on the trip is our signature maneuver. You might have seen speedboats doing sharp turns on television, but we execute a complete 360-degree spin. I'll give a quick hand signal, turn the wheel, and the boat rotates entirely on its own axis. It always gets a massive cheer from the crowd.
It's not solely about the extreme thrills, though. The environment is stunning. I always tell my passengers to keep their eyes peeled. Tourists frequently ask me if they'll spot bears roaming the banks, but it's actually eagles that you are most likely to see. They often soar high above the cliffs, hunting for fish.
About halfway through the adrenaline-packed trip, the landscape shifts dramatically. We don't head out into an open bay. Instead, we navigate straight into a very tight canyon. The rock walls rise vertically on either side and feel close enough to reach out and touch, which makes the speed feel even more intense.
You'd think people would be absolutely terrified during this part, perhaps closing their eyes in fear. Yet, glancing in my rearview mirror at the passengers, laughter is the most common reaction I hear over the deafening roar of the engine. It's a purely joyful release of adrenaline.
Naturally, everyone wants to remember this incredible experience. You might be severely tempted to use your smartphone to take a selfie, but I strongly advise against it, as it's almost guaranteed to get soaked or dropped into the water. Don't worry, though. We have a fixed camera securely mounted on the front of the boat to capture all your fantastic expressions during the ride.
If you're wondering when the optimum time to visit is, lots of folks automatically assume the height of summer is the only viable option. Actually, spring is my absolute favorite season to run these tours. This is because the melting snow means the water levels are at their highest, making the rapids exceptionally thrilling. We hope to see you out on the water soon.